always happy to welcome Deb. She has a gorgeous voice. She sings alone and also with Annabelle Gretz in the duo The Proper Ladies. But she's quite a presence on her own. Please welcome Deb Goss.
Verses to old folks at home. That was great. I don't know all the verses, but it was good to hear them. Let's see. I'm going to sing a medley because these two songs are really short, and they are both Irish, and it is the month of March. So, should I sing them with my glasses on or off is the only decision I have to make. I think I'll take them off. And if I can find my... The first one is old and folky, and the other is, it'll be very familiar to you, I think. It's been a popular song for the whole of the 20th century, but it started out very early in the 20th century, and I think it's one of the ones that was written by Chauncey Alcott. He was very handsome and very gentlemanly, but I'm just singing the chorus of the song, but I just think it's very risque at the very end. He says it so nicely, you would hardly know it, but it really, it's one of those gay 90s, only it was after the turn of the century, I think. Maybe it was 1899, still in the gay 90s. Anyway, so the other one is an old, I guess it's an old harp tune or whatever. Let's see, here we are. Dear thoughts are in my mind, and my soul soars enchanted. I'm hearing some really odd notes that I'm not gonna find one. I'm so sorry. Let me try it again. Dear thoughts are in my mind, and my soul soars enchanted to hear the sweet lark sing in the clear air of the day. For a tender beaming smile to my hope has been granted, and tomorrow she shall hear all my fond heart would say. I shall tell her all my love, all my soul's adoration, and I think she will hear me and will not say me nay. It is this that gives my soul all its joyous elation, as I hear the sweet lark sing in the clear air of the day. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows, you may search everywhere, but none can compare to my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest rose that grows, and someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Don't you think that's a little risque?
That was just beautiful, Deb. One more hand for Deb Goss.